And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's burn when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big killing ground. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to get into a very, very important message tonight for the times, because you know that we're living in perilous times, and the time remains short. Let those who have lives be as though they had none. And as the introduction to our song there, Johnny Cash singing, perhaps maybe his last song, talking about, ironically, the four beasts and the potter's field for those who fail to hear what the beast had to say. We're going to talk about what the beasts are and how they relate to this day and time. We're going to talk about the fourth kingdom beast. We're not going to deal with the first, second, or third. That's in the past. It is the revival of the deadly wound that was healed of the fourth beast. And we are about to engage in the world as the most fearful, according to the Bible, according to the prophet Daniel and the prophet John, one of the most dreadful and terrible kingdoms of power that will arise in the last days. We're talking about total totalitarian style martial law. Well, to be mild, our chain, compared to the infliction of the iron kingdom. We're going to talk about it tonight. Praise God. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on there. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute of tonight's program or the next three following as we start our new series, The Four Beast and the Ten-Toed Kingdom. You will hear things tonight and in the three series events to come that may be so prophetic and profound that it may actually affect your future in time to come. So it's going to be very important. You say, Pastor Buddy, is it so needful for me to know these things? Did you know that the Bible says that we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge? And since we reject knowledge, did you know that we are a lover, a nation, right here in this nation, if not the world? But this nation leads the world in pleasure seekers. This nation has become a camp of spiritual desolation, turning their ears from hearing the truth. Lovers of pleasures more than seekers of the divine covenant truth that the Almighty has hidden. You see, to become worthy of His truth and to become worthy of His power, to become worthy of His resurrection Shekinah, you must put on the whole armor. Now, the armor is to be beat, to be persecuted, to be evilly entreated, to suffer persecution to a magnitude that all of history and the other three kingdoms, including the Roman kingdom, which was the fourth kingdom, but will also be a continuation of that fourth kingdom. We're gonna talk about it tonight. Now, if you have the Bible, I want you to go particularly to Daniel chapter 7, and I'm going to begin in verse 7. That'll be Daniel 7:7, and then Revelations 13:1, where we will conclude the second half. And then we will begin what will be a four-part series on the four beasts and the ten-toed kingdom that will affect your life. All lives on the earth will be affected by the power and the finesse and the quickness of this lightning strike kingdom that will come upon all those that dwell upon the earth. And the consequences is going to be drastic. Now, what about those that will join the beast kingdom of the ten toes? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they will prosper as they cast the curse to the ground, and they will enjoy the pleasure of sin as they kill, hunt down, persecute, prosecute the truth seekers or the opposers. Daniel said those that know the truth of the last age kingdom revelation will do exploits against this power. Now, you heard about Constantine and the First Republic of the Holy Roman Empire. And then it phased out about 300 years into the future of its conception. It began to lose its power. And of course, out of that came the little horn. Now, this little horn rode the back of the power of the fourth kingdom beast. And so then it was a government system devised, set up, instituted, and it introduced, if you will, the greatest era of blasphemy
and deception that the world has ever known. But the last half of this divided, the two-legged, ten-toed kingdom of power will be so terrible that Daniel fainted and John paled in his expression to try to write about the episodes of this fourth kingdom beast power. Now, let's find out how she's going to be set up. Ladies and gentlemen, if the truth be known, this power is almost ready to be unveiled in the final desperation attempt by Satan and his angels to control the earth and them that dwell on it. No man can buy and sell. No man can function within this power kingdom base that would be a worldwide power that will affect, as I said, every soul that lives upon the planet. Now let's talk about the nation's powers that we have today in relationship to the now. We're not talking about the past. At this point, we're not going to talk so much in the first half about the future of where these power is going to. We want to talk about the now power. There are 10 kingdoms, according to the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, that will have power with this beast. Now, this is appointed by the watchers. This is appointed by those who control the prophetic destiny of the planet, because we're on a timeline and everything has been declared from the very beginning. Daniel wrote of this at least 600 years before Christ. Now we are 2,000 years out, so we're talking about approximately 3,000 years ago that this prophetic kingdom power was established in a vision. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast. Now remember, there's four kingdoms or four beast powers that will rise to rule the whole earth. And these kingdoms are historical accurate because we start with what we call the kingdom of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold. Then we come down to the Medo-Persian, which is the shoulders of silver. Gold to the top, silver. And then we get down to the belly, the brass. That would have been what we describe as Alexander the Great, the kingdom of Alexander, like a leopard, very fast, furious, as it raced across and conquered the known world. Then the Grecian Empire gave way to what is described as the most totalitarian of all of those three, and that would be the beginning of the Roman Empire, which was actually in power as a beast head that raised its head and gave, if you will, the final authority to have Christ, to have him crucified. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a power and a reckoning beyond power. Pilate gave the final, if you will, he gave the final approval to kill the one that had come to introduce the little stone kingdom, that little hand that was in the mountain that hewed out the stone. And Daniel saw this stone come down the mountain in Daniel chapter 2. And the Bible says that this stone crushed the toes of this final fourth kingdom. Now keep this in mind. Remember, 2,000 years ago, at the introduction of the fourth kingdom, the Holy Roman Empire, as we call it, that turned into a system of a spiritual deception with Constantine operating at the controls in Constantinople in Turkey, Asia Minor, where he was at to establish the fact that if the Roman Empire was to survive, he was smart enough to know that he had to join them. And so what he done, he instructed the bishops of Constantinople, if you will, to devise a Christian plan to incorporate the God of the Holy Roman Empire. This God, as I have said before, his name was Zeus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that read the Bible and those of you that have put your trust in what has been written by unholy men that had in their possession, if you will, the letters from the apostolic fathers and even the words of our Messiah himself. And so for 1,500 years, they had in their possession what we now describe as the Holy New Testament Bible. How holy is it? Would you trust the Holy Roman Empire? And when I say holy, I mean unholy, a holy in such a way that people were wholly given over to the things that she brought forth. It brought the triune doctrine into Christianity. Three gods. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Three separate but inseparable beings in the Godhead. Now, this turned the Godhead into what Paul would describe as a freakish expression of nature. In other words, the changing the image of God, which was spirit, into an image of a beast, creeping, four-footed things of this nature. And so then, the beast power rose from the final beast that is to come upon the earth to try the souls of men that dwell here. And if you have the faith and the knowledge and the spiritual expertise, if you'll listen to the prophets, not the prophets of deception, but the prophets of Yahweh, that will teach the truth, not for filthy lucre, not for prestige or honor to build a big name or a big worldwide ministry, but as Peter, James, and John, who were great men, could raise the dead and cast out devils and speak the truth very fluently. And yet they were street preachers, and they never as much as probably left the region within a 300-mile distance of where they were at the point where they were induced by the Holy Spirit and filled and given the courage to stand in the face of opposition, persecution, and they beat them unmercifully. Now, why did they do that? Simply because that the beast power was in power to deceive the very elect. Now, let's talk about the power of the beast in this day as opposed to their day. You see, they had it rough. They were beat. They were beheaded. 12th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 1 through 3, tells you that James was beheaded. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the same power, only you can compound the last power. You see, Christ wounded the first beast power, and yet it received another life, and that life was nothing else more than corrupt, deceitful Christianity. In other words, a sin right way. You see, the state religion of Rome wanted to incorporate their God along with their power. And did you know that in the 10 most powerful nations today, that Italy is listed among one of the 10 most powerful nations upon the earth, and yet it's just a little jot of land out into, looks like a little boot, if you will, if you look at it in the region of the Middle East where geographically Italy is located. So what would give it so much power? It's not a mighty military nation. It's not a mighty industrial nation, but it's listed as, matter of fact, it's nation number 6 on the International Monetary Fund, called or better known as the IMF, which was established in 1944, right before the end of World War II, with a combined 48 nations joining. Now, today, the IMF boasts of 181 member nations. But out of those 181, only 10 are considered the most powerful industrial nations, and the decision makers within that alignment of the International Monetary Fund. Remember now, this International Monetary Fund directs the World Bank and the monetary funds of nations that are only allowed to borrow directly from this bank for economic survival. And you know the competition is great. Even the United States of America, and I'm going to talk on that in part 2 or 3 of the coming economic collapse of this government as a planned procedure that all the world will be plunged into a revamping of monetary fund examples for the nations, and the nations that are coming up behind the New World Order to give it, if you will, power, because money is power. Bible said money answers all things. And there is a growing competition from the 10 aligned nations of Europe. We're going to talk about that in part 2 of the series of part 1. So the USA is nation number 1 in the International Monetary Fund. It's the largest economic growth nation, wealth nation, if you will, prestige. The dollar has long been the dominant currency since actually World War I. The U.S. dollar has been the driving force of the world's economy. The Marshall Plan to restore Europe after World War I and II particularly, this plan was brought on by the direction of Marshall, and it's called the Marshall Plan, and it put billions to trillions of dollars to rebuild in Europe. Now what they're doing, they're getting ready for the beast that's going to raise up in Revelation chapter 13 as the most powerful example of a conglomerate, a nation of power, and it's called the Iron Kingdom. You've got to listen to what that's all about. So the USA is nation number 1. Canada is nation number 2. Germany is nation number 3. Great Britain is nation number 4. France is nation number 5. Italy, as I said, the number of man is number 6. And I want to talk a little bit about that man that emerges out of this nation of Italy as the little horn, which will be the papacy, as they call it, or the Pope, who is now making world headlines as being very sick and ready, as they say, to depart this life through age and in ill health. But we're going to talk about the two that will follow him, and then the prophecies beyond those two for the Catholic Church is nil and void. In other words, only 2 more popes will sit as the head of this nation that sits right in the nation of Italy. The Vatican actually is a land nation within the nation of Italy. And that's why, incidentally, that Italy is listed in the International Monetary Fund through the Catholic Church, which has one of, if not the most powerful, the Rothschild banking empire, is a powerful banking empire. But the Catholic banking empire through the Holy Roman Church is the most powerful banking apparatus ever devised and set in the nations of man. Sweden is number 7. Belgium is number 8. Luxembourg is number 9. And Japan, through its economic strength, and it's the only, if you will, it is the only nation to what we would consider foreign. If an Asiatic nation, that's the only one, with China emerging now as the emerging power in the earth. And we'll talk about that in part 4 when we loose the seals at the Euphrates and talk about the boundary between East and West being nullified with the crossing of the Euphrates, or the East-West meets each other in what we would describe as world-collapsing events for the future. You're fixing to see some of the greatest destruction, some of the greatest suffering, loss of life. I'm telling you, literally, billions of people could leave this world instantly. Within the next 10 years, very crucial for time remaining to get our election and calling to make sure that we are going to be able to present ourselves before our coming king, who's coming back to put down this power. Now, can you imagine Daniel standing there and out of this water? He said, I saw this fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, with strong, exceedingly very strong, and it had a great iron teeth, and it devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, I want you to think about these 10 nations that I just spoke of. Could Daniel prophetically see the International Monetary Fund Nation Alliance of nations banded together where no one, now listen to me, no one could borrow from any bank to achieve funds for a nation of people. You see, if the United States didn't have the World Bank to draw from, the International Monetary Fund, we could not survive as a nation. Anytime they wanted to cut us out of the International Monetary Fund, the United States would be as it was in the Great Depression that my dad talked about, of the misery of the collapse of the United States banking system, and it caused a Great Depression. Call it the 1929 stock crash. Did you know that that could happen Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, one day of any week, that it could happen in one day? And this system of Babylon, Revelation chapter 13, the United Nations Monetary Fund, which is 181 members, and they all borrow from the wealth of all these collected nations with usury as the principal tool of return, and in return they tax the people to pay the indebtedness of each nation as it financially, if you will, implodes within itself. Did you know that the United States of America, as great and mighty and prosperous as we are, and as prestigious as we have been, that we owe many more amounts of what we would call national wealth than we have in our reserves? Did you know that the United States, as far as its wealth is counted in gold and silver, that we are in poverty compared to some of the other nations. Even Russia has more gold reserves than does the United States of America. Did you know that Great Britain, which is just a tiny island compared to the United States, that within her is a financial institution? They have one square acre of downtown London that controls 96% of the wealth of the world. And so we're talking about major, major potential failures of any nation that does not walk the line, as we say. And as Johnny Cash sang on the introduction song that we presented to you tonight, the four beasts and the rider with the inkhorn came to number those who remained on the Lamb's Book of Life. You see, you can be blotted out for your transgressions. You can be removed at any time at the direction of the Holy Father and the watchers who have the inkhorn, and they're taken names, as Johnny said in his song, how true it was. Brother Adam Kansas sent me that, and I'll tell you, the hair literally stood on my arms the first time I'd ever heard the song. As Johnny said in the song, the hair would stand on their arms when they stood before the King of Kings and was judged. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a terrible time, and the last days is the most awesome, fearful sight. And Daniel said it devoured in broken pieces and stamped in residue all of the kingdoms of the world. So there's going to arise, if you will, there's going to come forth, if you will, a powerful 10-nation alignment that will give way. Now, think about this. The Bible is right on its prophecy, how that they look down into the future under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. I told you why, that in the nation of Italy, there is a little horn. This little horn is a power within the nation of Italy. And I told you that it's one of the strongest banking alliances that has ever been conceived. And money, the Bible said money answers all things, and the love of money is the root of all evil. So evil is where the little horn dwells. And need I say more? I will in part four when I get to Revelation 13 and the powerful beast that sits within a kingdom to itself that has about 96% of the wealth at its disposal. This is awesome. No one can borrow from any bank apart from the IMF. Now, I want you to remember that. And these 10 nations out of the 181, there's only 10 that has what we describe as the power to make the decision for any nation. Now, that means, let's say that some nation gets out of line. And I could name Russia for one. Did you know that they had the power to bankrupt Russia at any time? Did you know that a certain group of communist people under the direction of the world banking system who directed the war against the czars, who had wealth galore, and the nation of Russia proper then had as much wealth as any nation upon the earth, and yet it was looted, raped, and plundered from border to border until all of the natural assets practically of Russia were expended, and all of its wealth was raped and looted off and moved to a certain area of the month. And we'll discuss that in part four when we talk about Revelation 13, the beast that emerges and causes all of the world to wonder after this beast. Now, remember that the euro is now advancing itself as a competitive monetary exchange against what we describe as the influential world dominating dollar. Now the dollar is losing its value. We are fighting for economic survival, or it seems that we are, but could this be a plan to phase out the influence of the dollar and to take us into this 10-nation alignment where the beast that John saw coming up out of the sea, that's up out of the waters of the people. And if you look at what he described, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, Revelations 13 and 1. Now, the sand is DNA spelled backwards in plural. If you spell sands, S-A-N-D-S, in its backward mode, or S-A-N-D, it will become plural sands, many, many grains of the human composition of the DNA principle. And that's what he's talking about. That's the code word for humanity. And the water is the peoples of the nations mingling together. And so we've got what we would describe as a great beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, the 10 horns, I just give you the alignment of the power. Horns is economic power to push or to persuade other nations, as I have said, any nation that gets out of line with the International Monetary Fund would come to its knees and beg for mercy, because there is no nation, including the United States, Canada, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, Sweden, Belgium, Luxembourg, Japan, or even China or Russia, who are not members, but probably will soon become through the influence of their power and wealth, will become members. And when this happens, it will be a reshuffling or a realignment of the 10-horned beast that John saw. It had 10 horns, and it had 7 heads. Now, we're going to talk about the 7 heads. Now, listen to me as we talk about the 7 heads. Now, let me give you the economic power base behind these 10 horns that we're talking about. In 1975, the Great Seven, that's known literally as the G7 nations, they've been meeting once a year, and their picture is appearing in all major papers and magazines all over the world to familiarize you with the influence and power of the Great Seven. It is strange now that the Bible speaks of 7 heads and 10 horns. The G7 are the heads of the state of the following nations. Now, I want to give you the following nations now that will impact. These are the ones that are needing to make the decisions. That is the United States of America, Canada, Japan, Britain, Germany, France, and Italy. Why, again, is Italy mentioned as the last nation to receive an invite to the what we call the Great Seven? Simply because, again, the influence of within her is the most powerful banking, international banking system of wealth in the world. It would even rival the Rothschild, and Rothschild controls, if you will, or the mantle of leadership. The overall leader or mantleship comes from the Rothschild dynasty, and then enter the Great Red Dragon. Now, I want you to remember what I'm speaking to you is in prophetic code, and I'm sure that you are getting the message, those of you who know your scriptures and have studied the events of the present day situation, that the great red dragon has 7 heads. Again, the United States of America, Canada, Japan, Great Britain, Germany, France, and Italy are considered the G7 of the Big Ten. Remember, the Big Ten are the ones that give direction, if you will, leadership, to the 181, all total nations. They are directed through the command of the 10 nations, which is the 10 horns, and the 7 heads are the 7 nations that are going to begin to open their mouth in blasphemy against the coming influence of the kingdom that is raising up to wonder or to ask questions about what's going on. You see, if you are in the system, then the system will reward you as a servant of the system. If you're outside the system, or if you speak against the system, those that did so will also be marked as enemies of the state. Now, we are coming under the influence of psychedelic leadership, imposed, if you will, mind conditioning through media exchange. They can demonize you or glorify you. They can take a demon and glorify it and make it look like an angel. And they can take an angel and demonize it and make it look like a devil. They can call evil good and make people believe it, and good evil, or vice versa. So the effects of media exchange and psychological warfare has come upon the scene. And remember, the Bible spoke of the legs of this fourth kingdom beast splitting at the end of its power. The deadly wound healed. And then we have the 10 nations, or the 10 horns, and the beast of Revelation 13 has the 10 horns and the 7 heads. But this time, there are the 10 diamonds on the 10 horns. This beast consists of 10 powers who are crowned with leadership. And you cannot ignore the worldwide leadership and the dominance of the Big Ten and the incredible power and influence of the decision-making abilities of the G7. There's just no way around it. Any nation that don't play with them plays without them. And the nation that plays without them, they put many nations into bankruptcy. They brought down many nations through insurgency and overthrowing. You see, the reason that we are now in a time of trouble, economic powers, you see, the earth has been reaped mostly of all of her riches. The wicked have 97% of its wealth at their disposal. Now, this is just an existing thing. Did you know that there are plans in the near future to reduce the world population? Now, I'm going to repeat that. There are plans probably initiated as of now to begin a systematic reduction of Earth's population. Now, why would they do that? When you become a ward or a liability rather than an asset to the state, then it would pay the state to eliminate the liabilities and keep the assets. And so the plan of this beast that will have its leadership and dominance in the end time kingdom scenario right before the actual coming of a Savior who himself is now under attack by most Bible believers are now beginning to believe that Christ even pulled one of the greatest hoaxes on the world in Christianity by escaping the cross and going to off to some foreign country and having children and getting a bloodline to direct his influence or his kingdom here through a literal bloodline of beings directly descended from Mary Magdalene and others, if you will, that Christ married and had children by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a time of deception where even the Bible says that Satan would cause many to fall. many people's hearts are being pierced through the sword. I repeat this tonight. And probably tonight will be one of our least audiences that we've had in over a year. Simply because tonight is the Super Bowl. Now, this is a squad of 22 men, 11 on each side, banging heads, if you will, with each other, chasing a filthy pigskin up and down a 100-yard expanse of grass. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are sitting before the image of the psychedelic beast, getting their kicks as they roar, as they did in the days of Rome's initiation, where they actually persecuted the children of the kingdom of Yah, when they battled the beast, the literal lions, and the wild beast that they had to go in and fight for their life and existence and survival by performing these incredible feats of waging war with wild animals. And then the people who sought a thrill a minute sit in the stadium and cheered as the beast would suck the life blood from the Christian that was fighting for his very life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are now fighting with the greatest beast of the end time age, and it is the subtle introduction of deception that the Bible said that they would deceive the very elect if possible. And you need to know that we are in the most incredible, deceptive, powerful times since the beginning of time. John said that this beast was terrible. Daniel confirmed it. He said, I considered this beast. I considered this beast. And ladies and gentlemen, this beast power is now forming to where that the deadly wound has been healed, and from that will emerge, and I predict that the next pope will set in motion in the seat of the power that I just got through talking about, that this pope will bring in the final curtain for the existence of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And that there will only be, according to the prophecies of men in the past that have spoke and actually have identified every pope that would sit since the 14th century, by the way, and have not missed one. That prophecy says that after this pope, and by the way, this pope has the longest reign of any pope in history. And isn't that odd and incredible that he's hanging on for some reason? Is there a fit time for him to leave the throne of power in Italy, the Vatican, and to surrender this power to the next to the last pope according to the prophecies? There'll only be two more after this one. The one that sits will hand the reins to the final pope, and both of their names have been given. You can see the prophecies. It's easy to find. If you'd like to have a copy of it, just write me, and I would be glad to send you, free and postpaid, a list of the popes that have been identified since the 14th century by the inspiration, I believe, of the Holy Spirit that gave us insight into the mortal blow for truth. You see, this church had the one we call the New Testament for 1,500 years. I believe there's been major changes for deceptional purpose that we would wander after the beast. Remember, it was Christ that wounded the head of the Roman power. at this time, it was a pagan government that worshiped Zeus. When Christ wounded his head through his death and resurrection, and many believers began to raise up in this region. Remember, Paul had to go and answer to the power at Rome. There will be many people in the last days answer to this power. This power will raise up in its crowned leadership from the diamonds of gold. John saw her as a woman, and he admired her and had admiration for her. She was beautiful. But the Bible said in her cup was a cup of filthy abomination. She had a name that she lived by, but she was dead. But she is the official religious attire that sets upon the back of the beast that I've just described to you in part one of the Ten-Toed Kingdom. Now, part two, you don't want to miss it. I'm going into the political persuasions of these powers that be that will finally gather the world in its hand. And everyone that resists this power will be killed or imprisoned or both. And we will suffer as men and women of truth. And there will be men and women, and they're raising them up right now. Yahweh is raising up a people for the beast to consume and swallow with its power. Now, I'm going to repeat that. Yahweh is raising up a people that will stand for his name, that will be crowned with the glory of leadership with humility, that will not only be willing to suffer, but more than willing to die for the truth, to fight against the powers that are coming to rule this earth. This earth is going into a total dominance leadership kingdom. I'll repeat that. This world is going into a one world, worldwide leadership and dominance like no other power upon the earth. Nebuchadnezzar had great power. He ruled the known world. The Medo-Persian Empire was great, mighty, and magnificent. The Grecian Empire was great, mighty, and magnificent. The first part of the Roman power, they brought in what we call the Senate or the Congress or the congressional leadership of a democracy. The United States is modeled after the first beast head of Rome. You say, well, it was under the inspiration of Almighty God. Well, it is God that sets up the kingdoms and God that takes them down and God that sends the people, Yahweh in this sense. When I say God, Yahweh sends them a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. You don't want to miss part two of the Ten-Toed Kingdom of the Fourth Beast. You need to stay tuned, and you need to have this series as one of the most important. You'll see the prophetic fulfillment begin to come to pass very shortly as Yahweh is sending his prophets to warn you to hide your soul and your very being in the treasures of the storehouse of the Mighty One. Now, what do I mean by that? That I mean that you'd have true faith, that you would be faithful even unto death, that you would be willing to suffer and to be persecuted and hunted down like a common criminal. The encroachment of the world powers to take you and place you in a worldwide identity bank is coming soon. Martial law could come with the next nuclear strike or something even less, the next terrorist attack on the United States could provoke the United States to invoke martial law. That means that you could only travel under a military permission, that you could only travel, not for food, not for water, not for bread, until you got their permission. This could be coming soon to a neighborhood near you. And you say, Pastor Buddy, how could that be? Our soldiers would not fire on us, and they wouldn't impose that strict and that persecution that you're talking about upon its people. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not enough National Guard, let alone U.S. military, here in America to govern its own people, because we're busy abroad. This is a planned event to disperse our military, to weaken this nation economically to the point where that Satan can rule the whole earth. And before he can do that, he has to subdue the people who love the Creator in this country, particularly in this country. Other countries are involved. But the main thrust, the last nation to have to go down, is America. Now, I've given you prophecies before that America will come back. America will overcome. America will survive. But there will be hardships. There will be blood to the horses' reins. There will be death in the streets. Perhaps not only in this country, but other countries as well, as this government will reemerge as the beast that John and Daniel both saw. John in Revelation 13 saw the same beast that Daniel saw in Daniel chapter 7. We're living in that day. If you'd like to call me tonight, this is February the 6th, and we are live tonight on WWCR. This is the Cadillac of the shortwave industry. This is the hallmark of radio around the world. The mighty voice of WWCR, and Pastor Buddy, delighted to be on tonight live, coming to you here from the hills of East Tennessee. If you'd like to write me, my mailing address is Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. And my mailing address again, very quickly as I'm running out of time, that will be Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to call and pledge support to our radio program, you can call Dr. Gary tonight at 1-877-289-7439. We need your help. If you'd like to call Dr. Jack at these toll-free numbers and pledge support, and remember to ask about their products, Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. Now, I'll see you next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Worldwide Shortwave WWCR and affiliated stations around the radio network. This is Pastor Buddy saying, Yahweh bless you, and we'll see you on down the road.
It's hard for me to kick against the pricks. Shalom again, no shalom, no shalom. When the father hen will call his chickens home, the wise man will bow down before the throne, and at his feet will catch the golden crown. Whoever is unjust let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written when the man comes up. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels sing. Multitudes are marching to the banner of the Lamb. This is Father, this is and the whirlwind is in the storm. The virgins are all turning green. The whirlwind is in the storm. It's hard to beat the chips against the pricks. They measured 100 weight and 50. Oh, man.